There's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of houses that have to be redressed. It's a scheme that's going to last 25, 30 years at the rate that you're going at the minute on it. And it's a scheme that doesn't meet the needs of very, very many people. There are people in their 50s and early 60s who are looking at having bills of 50, 60, 70, 80,000 euro just to redress their houses. And this is a 100% scheme that your government lauded as being a 100% scheme. People are going to be paying 50, 60, 70, 80,000 euro to get into a 100% redress scheme. This doesn't make sense, and it doesn't suit families. Those people can't go to the bank to remortgage because banks won't give them anything. A lot of them are pensioners. They can't go on. They can't will the scheme on so that they could do it in that way as well. Even these are things that you could be doing and be making changes. Indeed, the mortgageability, houses won't be mortgageable afterwards, been redressed here. The campaign groups have been trying to get you to address this. There was a meeting in the department that was postponed about four times. I don't think it has met since January. So that's wrong. And that scheme is not meeting the needs of the people that need it. And it will be here for many, many years to come at the rates are going at the moment.
Taoiseach.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Deputy Pringle. I've just actually seen that I gave you figures to the end of February, but actually to the end of April, we've now 1,644 applications to the previous scheme and 436 to the enhanced scheme, just for the record, because it is important to give you the most up-to-date figures. Today we took a... I know you know it's a serious issue, and I'm trying to respond with the seriousness that the issue actually deserves, if that's okay. So today the government actually took another decision that will benefit householders in your constituency to the tune of tens of thousands of euro. These are substantive decisions that were taken, because when we're in government, we don't just point out the problems. We also have to work to come up with the solutions. And today we've taken another decision, and I hope that shows to people in your constituency, and I believe it will, and to people in other counties affected too, that the government is listening, and to issues that arise as the scheme progresses, we're trying to respond. And today is one very practical example of that. And we will continue to listen, and we will continue to try and respond as best we can. But this scheme, people are applying for today, homes are being remediated, the implementation group is in place, and I would like to see that engagement that you mentioned that hasn't taken place take place, and I'll certainly follow up with the Department of Housing in relation to that.